nothing but a blending up of all the ups and downs. Damn it, Elvis, don't you know? You made your mama so proud before you ever made that record, before there ever was a son, before you ever lost that Cadillac that Carl Perkins won. Mr. Phillips found old Johnny Cash and he was high, high before he ever took those pills. And he's still too proud to die. Mr. Phillips never said anything behind nobody's back. Like, damn it, Elvis, don't he know? He ain't no Johnny Cash. If Mr. Phillips was the only man that Jerry Lee still would call sir, then I guess Mr. Phillips did all of y'all about as good as you deserve. He did just what he said he's gonna do, and the money came in sacks, new contracts, and Carl Perkins Cadillac. At least the folks I know, Nashville's where you go to see if what it said is so. Carl drove his brand new Cadillac to Nashville and he went downtown. This time they promised him a Grammy. He turned his Cadillac around, 'cause Mr. Phillips never blew enough hot air to need a plated paperweight, and promised him a Cadillac, and put the wind in Carl's face. He did just what he said he's gonna do, and the money came in sacks, new contracts, and Carl Perkins Cadillac. Can't spend ain't what being dead's about. You gave me all but one good reason not to do all of the things you did. Now Cadillacs are fiberglass. If you were me, you'd call it quits. If Mr. Phillips was the only